Cape Talk Entertainment News.
Time to take a look at your entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as always, we'll start on the small screen with Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. Craig, it's going to be hard to top the week we've just had, where we got a new season of The Handmaid's Tale and of Big Little Lies. And in fact, before we talk about what's new, we're going to talk about what's not happening.
Yes, very much so. Unfortunately, SABC3 has pulled the rest of the coverage of the Cricket World Cup, which a lot of people were really excited about. A couple of select matches will be shown. We're not sure exactly which ones, and they probably will be delayed as well.
It's disappointing, but I have to say, Craig, given how badly we're playing, it sounds like a bit more of a blessing than a curse. Although I suppose everyone would like to watch the other teams play, so it is bad news for fans who were relying on the SABC for that coverage. The other thing that might be bad news for some viewers is that they might have missed a series which slid in on DSTV a week earlier than we were told it was coming, the season 4 of The Durrells.
Yeah, unfortunately these sort of things do happen, where it just slips in. There's not always communication, which is really unfortunate, because it's one of those great shows, and we're on season 4 now, so everything's established, and we're going to be seeing the family turning their home into a guest house, and Jerry gets his hands on a couple of animals, and that inspires his whole zoo plan to take shape.
Okay, so is episode 1 screened already last Sunday, and I hope that our listeners noticed it and maybe caught one of the repeats if they missed it last weekend. If you've got access to catch up, you will find the first episode there. I watched it last night, Craig, and it is an absolute delight, as the previous seasons were. So if you missed it, I'm sorry, but you will be able to pick up from episode 2 this Sunday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So 119, Sunday evening at 8 p.m. you shall be able to pick up on season 4 of The Durrells. Anything interesting on the streaming services?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned earlier, Handmaid's Tale Season 3 and Big Little Lies Season 2 are both on terrestrial TV, but you can catch them on Showmax if you do miss them.
I've got to say, I watched the first season, the first episode of Handmaid's Tale last night, and I walked away from it feeling, Craig, you can cancel all the award ceremonies and just give them all to Elizabeth Moss straight away. It is absolutely compelling again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in terms of other shows, they've got a really tense thriller called $1. It's first season, 10 episodes, and a bunch of strangers are linked through what seems like a cursed dollar bill that has been connected to a multiple murder that shocked the U.S. in the past. It's really thrilling and intense, so you'll be on the edge of your seat.
Okay, so $1, season 1, available now on Showmax. Anything you'd like to mention on Netflix?
Yeah, there's a show called The Chef Show. I actually binged it in one sitting. it's 8 episodes, 30 minutes each. Jon Favreau, who people know is happy in the Iron Man movies, he and his chef pal Roy Choi, they basically get together again. They filmed 2014 movie Chef. It's about Roy selling food out of a food truck, and they are now getting loose in the kitchen, doing their own sort of thing. They invite celebrity guests like Gwyneth Paltrow, the Avengers cast. And you know, the best thing is, it's stuff you can make at home. It's not out of the ordinary stuff, no fancy cooking. It's literally, let's make a toasted cheese.
Okay, let's see how Gwyneth Paltrow does with toasted cheese. Okay, The Chef Show Season 1, available now on Netflix. Craig, thanks so much for the picks, and we'll chat again next week. Next up, let's take a look at the new releases opening on circuit this weekend. And always lovely to have Leandra Engelbrecht with us, movies editor at Channel 24. Leandra, I was 21 years old when the first Men in Black film came out, which means it's literally half a lifetime ago for me. I didn't know we were getting another sequel. Are any of the original cast involved?
No, none of the original cast are involved. So
okay.
It's a whole new spin-off, whole new cast. So it stars Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth. And if you watch Thor Ragnarok, you know that the two of them have such great chemistry together. Tessa plays a new recruit, and she is partnered up with Chris Hemsworth, and then they have to investigate a series of alien attacks around the world.
Well, I hope it's got all the humor of the original. Men in Black International is the new version opening this weekend. Your next pick is a movie I've seen and absolutely loved. It is the dance biopic, The White Crow.
Yeah, it's a white curve, so it's about the Russian ballet superstar, Rudolf Nureyev, and it focuses on his childhood and his training and his defection from the Soviet Union in 1961. And it's directed by Ralph Fiennes, and he became obsessed with Rudolph's life after reading a biography about his life.
So I know I have mentioned this on air before, but I'm going to say it again. If you are a dance fan, this is a film not to be missed. The dancing is spectacular. It's a young Ukrainian ballet dancer who plays Nureyev, and he does so absolutely impeccably. Ralph Fiennes is in one of the lead supporting roles himself. It is actually one of the highlights of the year so far for me. So look out for The White Crow. Okay, and then to warm the cockles of the heart, A Dog's Journey.
Yeah. A Dog's Journey. So it's the sequel to the 2017 film, A Dog's Purpose. And so it carries on just after Bailey found Ethan again. And this time around, Ethan charges Bailey with taking care of his granddaughter. So we go through Bailey being reincarnated into different breeds of dogs, eventually finding CJ. And yeah, it's just a heartwarming story.
If it's a dog involved, you usually need some tissues. I assume the same applies here. You do. Okay.
Yes, you do. You need a lot.
Thanks for the warning, Leandra, and we'll see you at the movies. Next up, let's get some suggestions for your podcast listening in the week ahead. With me in studio, our Cape Town news editor for EWN, Charlotte Kilbane. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Pippa. Another week, another couple of podcasts for you. And this week, I thought we'd look at two interview podcasts. So the first one's quite serious. It's called Full Disclosure, hosted by LBC talk show host James O'Brien. I listen to James O'Brien live whenever I can. He's a really spectacular interviewer. He's a great talk show person based in London, meticulously prepared without being stuffy and overly structured. So it still sounds like a conversation. And his timing is a thing to behold or to belisten, whatever the B thing is for listening, because it's damn near perfect. You get quite a lot of out of his interviews, and it feels kind of natural, like a conversation. All of the interviewees are quite UK-centric, but, you know, with the UK so much in the news with Brexit and everything, and very much part of our cultural milieu in South Africa as well, you actually do get quite a lot out of it. So his launch interview was with Tony Blair, a lot on Brexit and how Blair's prime minister, his tenure as prime minister, actually laid the groundwork for Brexit happening eventually. So some really wide-ranging, interesting, honest stuff. So that's the serious one, Full Disclosure. And then the antidote to serious. And I'm afraid this requires a bit of a preamble. So I worked in television for a long time, and my colleagues who remained in radio and continued to work in radio would always say to me, what's it really like behind the scenes? Is it kind of like Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom? You know, that show about a newsroom. Yeah. And I would always have to burst their bubble and say, you know, it's a bit more like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Because that is
hopefully without the moustaches.
I mean, yes, although sometimes, you know, Movember was always a bad time for me in television. So Ron Burgundy is the kind of pretentious, slightly daft TV anchor who just reads whatever's on his auto cue. And this character now has a podcast all of his own. Obviously, it's not really Ron Burgundy. It's the actor who played Ron Burgundy. That's Will Ferrell. And he speaks to a different person every episode. People like, wait for it, Deepak Chopra.
Meets Will Ferrell.
I mean, it is just cringeworthy. This whole podcast is like Coco Pops for the brain. It's childish. It's not nourishing in any way, shape, or form, but it's utterly entertaining and delightful.
Sounds like just the thing for the Friday afternoon traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking for a break from the cerebral, try that.
Okay, so if you like it serious, go with James O'Brien's Full Disclosure. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Ron Burgundy podcast. Charlotte, thanks for the listening tips, and have a happy week. Listen.